Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the people of paradise, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ. Those who enter paradise, we extract from their chests, from their hearts, from their emotions, from their physical and psychological and social thought patterns, we extract from them ghil. Ghil is a word that you can't really translate it into any language. The Arabic language is powerful. And you will never appreciate the Arabic language until you actually learn it and study it. Let me give you an example. In a single verse in the Qur'an, in a single sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two orders, two prohibitions, and two glad tidings, bushra. And it's a verse in Surah Al-Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. We gave revelation, wahi, to the mother of Musa. And we said wahi can, it's not something that's only for prophets. Wahi in the form that it is an inspiration. Even bees are given wahi. It's the innate characteristic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى النَّحْلِ. We gave inspiration to the bees. أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. Make your home in the mountains and in the trees and so forth. So Allah gave the mother of Musa wahi, an inspiration inside herself, a feeling. أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. The first order. Breastfeed your child, Moses, Musa. فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ. When you're fearful for his life, put him in the basket and throw him in the river. وَلَا تَخَافِي. A prohibition now. Don't be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Do not be fearful. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. We shall return him to you. أَبُشْرَى. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we shall make him from the messengers. Another bushra. Listen to the story of the ant. Allah makes a whole chapter in the Qur'an titled An-Naml. For one sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses and shows you, listen to the power of the Arabic language. Allah says, قَالَتْ نَمْلَ. An ant said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ. Listen to, Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim shows that the ant uses 10 different modes of logical, verbal articulation with its own species. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ. It's calling them. So therefore they can recognize their own species. أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. Enter into your own homes. That means they recognize where they live and they can understand an order. أُدْخُلُوا. Go to your home. لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانِ. So that Solomon, meaning it recognizes other species. And it recognizes their names. So that Solomon, Sulaiman, does not trample you. So it recognizes danger. وَجُنُودُ. And not just Sulaiman, but also with legion and soldiers. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And it makes an excuse. It says, and they may not even know that they've trampled you. Listen to the poetic power of the Arabic language. And that's why they were those greatest poets of Arabic literature to have ever lived, who read a single verse and they submit. One of the greatest shu'ara, he was so powerful in his poetry that they would hang his poems on the walls of the Kaaba as an honor to him. One of the sahaba saw that he had a poem, this man had a poem on the wall, and he wrote a single verse from the Qur'an. And he placed it near it. And when this man came and saw his poem, and there's this one verse, he said, وَاللَّهِ مَا هَذَا بِشِعْرٍ. This one written statement cannot be ever man-made. It's not poetry. وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I submit myself as a believer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word ghil, envy, jealousy, hatred, suspicion. This all-encompassing word shall all be extracted from the hearts of those who enter Jannah. You will not think in your worldly terms and say, how come he has this? How come she has that? How come they are there? How come I am not with them? How come they get this amount and I get lesser? That is worldly thought patterns. That is not found in Al-Jannah. Listen to the dialogue between the people of Jannah and the people of the fire. In Surah Al-A'raf, we're going to be showing off, right? We're going to be in Jannah, we're going to show off to the people who don't make it to Jannah. وَقَالَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. The people of Jannah are going to turn to the people of the fire. أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ. What we were promised by our Lord, we found it to be true. هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ. Did you find what your so-called lords and gods and deities promised you to be true? Listen to the question you will ask. The people of the fire, then they ask us questions. وَقَالَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ لِأَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. The people in the fire say to the people in the Jannah, أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Please put upon us drops or a small amount or portion of water or that which you have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a reward. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has prohibited them for those who disbelieve or those who have not entered into the state of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not have jealousy with one another, but we will be proud of our achievement. The first statement you will make upon entering Jannah, you enter Jannah as is described in Surah Az-Zumur, the gates of the Jannah are open to you. And the inhabitants of the Jannah, those who have been created solely for your pleasure there, to be of your under your service, the angels shall come out and greet you after the entrance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. I'm the first of people to enter paradise. وَمَعِي فُقَرَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And amongst me shall be those who were impoverished from the Muslims. Those who saw the greatest difficulties from the Muslims. They shall be the foremost to enter Jannah. Why? The greater hardship you have, the less sins you have, or the more sins you have expunged by the test that Allah give you. This is how we think. We don't say, look at our brothers and sisters, they're being massacred and killed in Palestine. What a loss. Kalla. It is not a loss. Rather, it is a lesson for them and others. And those who are martyred in the cause of Allah, or those who are killed without due cause, or those who have their life and their property destroyed and taken, it is not something that we see it as a punishment from Allah. Allah doesn't punish believers, right? Allah tests us. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Inna 'idhama al-jaza', the greatest reward, meaning in Jannah, ma'a 'idhami al-bala', is with the highest tests that you are given." This is how you think. The scholars of Al-Islam, they tell us, "Al-ibtila'u bin-na'im aqsa wa ashad min al-ibtila'i bid-dhiq wal-faqr." Allah to test you by giving you what you ask for is worse and more difficult a test for you. It's a test you are more likely to fail than Allah to take it from you. Because when you're given, you begin to neglect your duties. You say everything's going fine. That's how Muslims think. Well, I have two cars. My wife just bought me a car or something. We have a big home. Two driveway parking spots, the white picket fence and the nice American dream. You think everything is fine. You don't recognize the dangers that are around you and lurking near you. Dangers to your faith. Not just physical danger. But our brothers and sisters who are in places where there's physical turmoil, they recognize. He is an enemy. He is a danger to me. He is a danger to my faith and my religion. So therefore it's important to put this in perspective. The Muslim sister will not think in the worldly terms, neither will the Muslim man. He has, she has. Why do I not have? That will be something that is not present. Second, without being specific, is that the reward that a person receives in Jannah is more than what he needs. You will never think to yourself, I am in need of more. How do we know? Listen, we mentioned to you in the beginning the hadith. Allah shall say, do you wish for anything more? You shall say, what more do I need? Everything is that I sought and wanted and was in need of has been given to me. The Prophet ﷺ would always inspire the Sahaba with descriptions of Jannah. Listen to the hadith of Hanzala and Abu Bakr. Hanzala was a pious Sahabi. He came to the Prophet ﷺ, he was running in the street one day and Abu Bakr encountered him and he said, the hadith is in Bukhari. Abu Bakr told him, why are you weeping? Why are you in distress? He said, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has turned into a hypocrite. Abu Bakr asked why. He says, when we are with the Messenger, نكون مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, كأننا نرى الجنة. It's as if we can see the Jannah. We want to work for it. وكأننا نرى النار. And it's as if we can see the fire and we wish to distance ourselves from it. فإذا رجعنا إلى أهلنا, when we return to our families, وأولادنا, وغرتنا الدنيا, and the worldly life begins to deceive us, we forget the Jannah. And we forget the fire. So he began to weep. Abu Bakr said, Nafaqa Abu Bakr. I'm also a munafiq. If that's hypocrisy, then I'm like you. They asra'a, ran hurriedly to the Prophet ﷺ weeping. And he told them, what is the matter? They explained what I have just mentioned. And he said to them, Sa'atun wa sa'a. Rather, worldly life is based on having 1 hour and 1 hour. 1 hour where you are immersed directly in the worship of Allah, and another hour where you are in the obedience of Allah, but not immersed in the worship of Allah. You're always obedient. But at times you are most obedient, and at times you are fulfilling specific acts of worship. It doesn't mean 1 hour you party and 1 hour you pray, right? 1 hour you let your hair loose and another hour you tie it up and you go and you fulfill your salah. That's not what is meant. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, if you were to remain upon the same way that you were when I am present, لَصَافَحَتْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels would come and greet you in the streets. They would come and shake your hands and give you the salam in your own cities and in the streets. Just like the example of Maryam, which we will discuss when we talk about where are the women scholars. Maryam ibn Imran, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمْ. Allah says, the angels come to Maryam and say, يَا مَرْيَمْ, speaking to her, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ, Allah chose you, وَطَحَّرَكِ, purified you, وَاصْطَفَاكِ, and chose you again, عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, above the women of all of creation, meaning specifically in her time. She would be greeted by the angel. They would bring to her food from Al-Jannah. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابُ, when Zakariya would enter into her prayer place, قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا, where did you get this? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, it is brought to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brought to me as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our level of iman increases and decreases, and it's important for us to understand that the rewards in Jannah are not to be measured in these terms. What are some of the specialities that the women of this worldly life are given that they are not, that they do not experience anywhere but Jannah? First, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءَ, we shall give them a new creation. The Prophet ﷺ says, do not think that the physical form that you have today is the physical form that you shall have in the Jannah. كَلَّا. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ mentions, for example, that those who believe in describing al-Jannah and enter Jannah, they shall no longer yabulun. They shall no longer urinate or have bowel movements. وَلَا يَتْفِلُونَ, they will not have phlegm or spit. And they will not sneeze. Rather, when they consume food, it shall exit their body in the form of sweat that smells like musk. The Prophet ﷺ describes those who are in the fire, that their physical form shall be the size, that their molar tooth is the size of the mountain of Uhud. Their physical form is different, their creation is different. The Muslim woman shall be of a steady age throughout her life. 33 years old, as will be the age of the Muslim man as well. Those who enter the Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ mentions in the authentic hadith, shall be all 33 years of age. They shall be in a state that is different than the state that they have. So the Muslim woman who passes away at an old age, she shall not be in Jannah in that way. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that one of the Sahaba who was wounded in the Battle of Mu'tah, one of the battles against the Byzantine armies. His arms were cut off. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Inni arahu fil jannah." I can see him now in al-jannah, and he has wings that carry him throughout it. The creation is different. It is in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bless the Muslim sister with and the Muslim brother with in their own individual specific way. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, akhbirna anil jannah. What is the jannah like? Ma bina'uha? Tell us first about its buildings." He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Labinatun min dhahab wa labinatun min fidda." A brick of gold, a brick of silver. "Wa malatuha," or the mortar or the cement that holds them, is misk. وطرابها الزعفران, its dirt is saffron. وحصباؤها اللؤلؤ والياقوت, its pearls and gemstones are the stones that you encounter in al-jannah. من يدخلها ينعم ولا يبأس. The one who enters shall have happiness and never feel sadness or distress. ويخلد ولا يموت, shall live in it forever and never face death again. وَلَا تَبْلَى ثِيَابُهُ, their garments shall not become tattered or torn. وَلَا يَفْنَى شَبَابُهُ, and their state of youthfulness shall remain constant and intact. Another speciality for the Muslim sister is that she shall be with those whom she loves, from her family and from her, whether it's her husband or it's her daughter or it's her father, whomever it is that she has a great affinity towards, she shall be nearest to them in the Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ, as is mentioned to us in the Qur'an as well, in different surahs, you can turn to Surah At-Tur and others, that those who perform righteous deeds, those who follow them in belief, shall join them in al-Jannah at the same level. So therefore, the one who is in a low level, he shall be joined with the one who is in a higher level. It's not going to be where, so basically, if you're, you know, shaky Muslims, just, you know, make sure that one of your family does the right thing so that you can join them. No, don't take that advice. Change that which is found in yourself so that you can be the best of examples for others so that they can be in union with you. Also from the specialities of the Muslim sister is that she shall have 70 times the beauty of al-hur al-'ayn. And the Prophet ﷺ doesn't describe the beauty of the Muslim woman when she enters Jannah out of modesty. That people say, well, why doesn't the Prophet ﷺ just say that the Muslim woman, she will have this and that, and it's out of modesty. So the Prophet ﷺ describes al-hur al-'ayn, as is in the authentic ahadith, for example, in Bukhari, that one of her braids, one of the hur al-'ayn, if her braid was to encounter the worldly life, the earth that we live in, it would fill between the east and the west with a sweet fragrance of her scent. The Prophet ﷺ says, if the Hur al-'Ayn was to show her face to the earth, even if the sun is out, her face, the brilliance of it shall eclipse the brilliance and the radiance of the sun. The Muslim sister shall be above that, 70-fold, as the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned. These are all things that give us an appreciation for that which the Prophet ﷺ has brought us with. Time's up. I'm going to keep going. Another 5 minutes, inshallah. Khayran? How do we earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from those who enter Jannah? The Prophet ﷺ in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, he makes it clear. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ أَحَدٌ بِعَمَلِ. None shall enter Jannah based on their deeds. You're not going to be able to pray enough, fast enough, sacrifice enough, give sadaqah enough. You're not going to be able to earn Jannah. You can't say, I put this many hours in, I deserve this amount of reward. It's impossible. You can't. It's an impossibility. The Sahaba then, they said, Ya Rasulullah, wala anta. But, you know, you're the finality of prophethood. You're Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even you shall not enter paradise based on your own personal deeds. He said, "Wala ana," not even I have earned Jannah. That's a powerful statement. Listen to the logic of the Sahaba in asking such a question. They make it known that Rasulullah ﷺ is just a human being. They ask him, "Even you haven't earned it?" They know he's just a human being. So they ask, "What about you? Have you earned it?" Knowing that the Prophet ﷺ, it's not just de facto he's going to receive this specific amount. They ask, "Have you earned?" The Prophet ﷺ says, "Wala ana illa an yataghammadani Allah bi rahmatih." Shall only enter Jannah, Rasulullah ﷺ, after Allah envelops me with His mercy. The goal in your worldly life is to earn Allah's mercy, is to earn Allah's forgiveness and Allah's pardon. The most oft repeated statements of Allah describing Himself, Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim, Al-Rahman Al-Rahim, showing you that this is one of the most essential goals in your worldly life. To earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore listen to the description that Allah describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا what? رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We only sent you, O Muhammad, as a mercy to mankind. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an example from the examples of the mercy of Allah, meaning that when you seek the mercy of Allah, you seek to implement what? The way and the tradition and the manhaj, the methodology of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very simple. And therefore, the Prophet makes it clear in the authentic hadith. Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah. Everyone from my ummah is going to enter paradise. Everyone. They said, he continued and said, illa man aba, except the one who refuses himself. The one who stands up and says, no, I think I'll skip it. No, it's okay. Maybe next time. Except the one who refuses for himself to go. They said, man ya'ba ya Rasulullah, who would refuse such a thing? The Prophet ﷺ said, man ata'ani, the one who obeys me specifically, who obeys the one who was sent as rahmah, as mercy, which you are trying to attain in the akhirah. Man ata'ani, the one who obeys me individually. As Allah says in the Quran, man yuta'ar rasul faqad ata'a Allah, the one who obeys the messenger is obeying Allah. Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah, enters Jannah. Wa man asani faqad aba, the one who disobeys me has refused himself. So therefore it is important not just to focus on what we will have, as we already mentioned, you can't understand it, you can't rationalize it, but to focus on how you can attain it. And this is what the rest of the topics, inshaAllah, shall seek to cover indirectly. So these are the words I leave you with. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.